smoke weed. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
All right.
Yes, sir. I needed that.
So, welcome back to Higher Learning. It is the beginning of December. It's not officially winter yet, but would people say it was cuffing season? Is that the time right now? Man, beginning of December?
It's winter.
Yeah.
It's winter.
Ain't no cuffing?
Yeah.
Once it hit December, normally it's not. I mean, well, nowadays you don't know, but you feel me? That's winter, bro. You know what I'm saying? Tim's bubble jacket.
Right.
Scully.
Oh, that's a regular season for you.
You feel me?
Right. So ain't nothing special about that. So you're obviously not a cuffer.
Who?
You.
No.
Trey's a cuffer.
I be locked in, bro.
I'm about to say, if anything, he's more the cuffer than me.
Chilmo is definitely.
Trey
is a cuffer. You're a cuffer.
You don't know bro like that.
Nah.
Bro a cuffer.
Listen. This Trey is a lover boy for sure. Like,
all right.
You feel me?
Listen.
Me and Trey, you know what I'm saying? Since we known each other,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everywhere I go, I'm known as a cuffer slash lover boy.
Trey, one of them.
I be loving him. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with love, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right, so did Corona make cuffing season like longer? Because some niggas was forced into, for some niggas, you gotta think about it. There's some listeners out there that didn't get to live the way that you got to live, you know what I'm saying, throughout coronavirus, right? So some of these niggas was forced into a cuff situation, you know what I'm saying? Like the job was looking a little bit shaky. They owe child support, so they wasn't getting the stimulus check, you know what I'm saying? And them niggas had to cuff up real quick, you know what I mean? For survival. You know who I'm talking about. Niggas out there know who I'm talking about. You know who you is.
It's a lot of niggas that did get forced into
a cuff situation.
But listen, I can't speak for everybody else, but once Corona hit, my nigga, quarantine, I made it happen, bro.
I was
real life 56 nights in the trap, no bullshit. Like, hey, you feel me? Still cuffed up with my girl.
I was about to say, Corona made out for you.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know about everybody else. You feel me?
Corona made out.
I ain't touched the PUA. You feel me?
Right.
I ain't touched that PUA.
All right, so before I get into the confessions of a stoner, here's a fucking pro tip, you know what I'm saying? I got rid of the rules, you know what I'm saying? I got tired of that segment. I don't know why I was calling it rules because I argue every one of the rules down. So why would I even have a segment anymore called rules when I don't believe in them? So now, for now on, I'm just going to give out pro tips. They're not rules. They're just a little bit of a suggestion for some of y'all who just started smoking weed. And listen, there's nothing wrong with being that person. But there's a lot of y'all listening to this who is that person who you just started smoking, but you're pretending like you haven't. You're pretending like that you're a pro and you're really an amateur.
Oh, that's a lot.
You know
what
I'm saying? I was about to say,
I just started, but for real.
You a pro. The way you be rolling these backwards, yo, them shits is finesse. Yeah, them shits is finesse.
Listen, I done seen
the airflow.
We done been on the highway doing 85 before, bro, driving with the leg, bro.
Yeah, you feel me?
I done seen it before.
This is higher learning.
All right, listen. So here's a pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking hold the fucking blunt while you tell your story. It's not that we don't want to hear your story.
You just want to hurry up.
It's just that we want the cipher to continue we can enjoy the weed and your story at the same time.
What's another one? Don't take the L, you feel me? Don't take the weed, bro.
Uh-huh.
Start smoking and driving and you just holding it. You feel me? I hate when niggas doing that.
Like, we get it. You driving. But unfortunately, you can't hold the blunt while...
Whatever type of holding you could do with a blunt. I do. I'm the type of nigga. I need the lighter in my hand because yeah, I know Trey's a holder.
You're definitely a holder. Pause.
You feel me?
Definitely a holder.
You feel me? I need the lighter in my hand. It goes out on me all the time. Like, I would, yeah. I'll forget how many times I hit the blunt and just be like, all right, fuck it, yeah.
That's because you get high and start venting. Right. Trey get fried, getting his bag.
All right.
Everything that's going on. Because
I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
To the next.
Stoner confession. This person, I think it was a guy. It sounds like a dude. Yeah, definitely a guy. He said, one time when I was high, I went to Walmart on a munchie mission. I bought 9 boxes of cereal because I couldn't narrow it down to further than that. After that, I moved on to the frozen pizza and wing section and must have grabbed a pack of every flavor and pizza topping possible. Finished the trip with a bakery's worth of snacks, chips, ice cream. Cart was half full. Then the bitch behind the register was bad. She kind of smiled at me, so I thought I was going to bag her. And then I realized that she smelled the weed on me and was laughing because she could tell that I was high as shit and had the munchies. So the bitch started suggesting things that she liked to eat when she had the munchies, and it started sounding good. And then I filled up the rest of the cart with her suggestions.
Did he get her though?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Obviously, he didn't get her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would have said that. He would have said that.
First of all.
You feel me?
Yeah.
He talking about she smiled. Yeah, what you. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got her favorite foods.
Right.
Nah, you was doing too much.
Yeah.
You feel me? If you wasn't succeeding in the mission, I'd have wired. That's what's up. That shit sound good. I'm about to go fuck this up, though. Yeah. Like, you feel me?
And get the fuck.
Yeah, get the fuck.
All right, so what's your grocery store run, like, go-to? Like, if you got the munchies and you go into the store to get the shit that you fuck with, like, what's your snack? What is the shit that you get? Like, you get
like
every
corner
time.
Store. I don't go to grocery stores. I go to more
corner store. Whatever, station. Whatever store you going to. What is your shit?
I drink. I definitely need a Gatorade. I definitely need some type of cake or pastry or something like that.
Okay.
I need a chip. You feel me? I need a munchie chip and some type of cookie or something. Like, I need either specifically Oreo or Chip Ahoy.
Okay.
Specifically.
Okay. Yeah. See, mine is a little different because I can go in multiple routes.
He about to go. Yeah, I'm about to say. He about to go.
In the store, you feel me? A regular day of me getting fried, I'd probably grab, you feel me, something to drink.
Mm.
Calypso, more than likely.
not
that shit
not
I got, right?
That blueberry or whatever that shit is.
What that shit was.
Blueberry lemonade.
That's, you feel me? A real Calypso. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I can't get a Calypso, I'm going to grab maybe like a Snapple or like a pineapple soda. Mm. You feel me?
All
right. I'm not really big on sweets no more, but like if I'm on some, I'm a guy to pecan roll 6-pack. I need them.
Oh yeah,
you feel me?
All right.
After that, probably either honey barbecue chips, or like cheddar sour cream. I might have to go grab.
Yeah, I was about to say he sound like he wanted that now.
Yeah.
Or, like, you feel me? If I'm on some other high shit, I might grab a smoothie.
Yeah, smoothie. I definitely be down with the
smoothie.
The smoothie and the cheddar sour cream, though. Them cheddar sour cream chips, yo. Like, that shit sound good as shit right now, yo.
Or got a smoothie. Probably grab, like a little, like, energy bar or something. Like, one of them little bullshit healthy Jones.
Right.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's not a filler rubber, but it'll hold you over.
Yeah.
It'll hold you over until you get right. Like, you feel me? And then, like, really grab, like, oh my gosh. You know what I just had, like, off of DoorDash?
What?
A fucking Jersey Mike's cheesesteak.
Mike's shit, yo.
I ate that good?
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's, don't they got that out here?
Probably do. They got Jersey Mike's everywhere.
Bro, that shit.
I don't know. I don't know when that nigga got out of Jersey, but that nigga's moving. That nigga is on the road doing it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Nigga's on the road getting it right now.
I gotta get one. I gotta have one now. bro. I ain't never had Jersey Mike's, yo.
It was different.
How you from fucking Jersey? You never had Jersey Mike's, yo.
I don't know. They didn't. Mike didn't live in my.
You know how I feel about restaurants that have like the word in there. That's why I was so mad at Roscoe's. We still gotta do that. Right, we might have to go hit there tomorrow. Because the first time I went to Roscoe's and Chicken and Waffles, maybe I fucked up because I went to the one in Hollywood, but I wasn't that impressed. And I should be super impressed with the food. Is named after
I think,
the fucking restaurant. Maybe, like Chicken and Waffles. Your Chicken and Waffles should
be. I think we caught it at the. You can't edit that out neither.
Hell no. That shit was crazy.
Yo, but I think we came at the beginning of Corona. So it was, you feel me, slow moving. And I don't know. It was weird. I don't know. Our food wasn't even hot when we
got. All right. Who's the worst nigga you know on a store run? Who would you never trust on the store run? Think about it. If your man was going to the store, right?
I was about to say, as far as like taking his time.
No, not even taking his time. Like, let's say your homeboy was going to the store, and you like, yo, just grab me something, right? And we talking about the nigga who gonna grab the shit opposite of what you want. Like, who's the worst nigga to send on the store run?
Oh, my mom, my youngest brother, Kyrie. Yo. Oh, my God, yo. He's book smart. You feel me? Like, school smart. All right. Like, but lack common sense like a motherfucker, dog. I'd be like, bro, go get me a Sprite. You feel me? You give me a Sprite. Son, he'll come back with a Dr. Pepper. I'm like, yo, what the fuck happened to the Sprite, yo? I couldn't see it, da-da-da. I'm like, son, did you go to that store? He's like, nah, I thought you told me to go to... I'm like, yo, I told you to go to Wawa. You want to go to the little poppy store right there? Like, what the hell? You feel me? Like, yo, you told me you was going to Wawa, son.
He ain't never tell you that. You assume.
I never will send
Brian. My little
brother's
the worst.
I'll never send Brian on a store trip. I can never send him on a trip and just be like, grab me something. Mm-mm. Because this nigga will go a whole day actually buying regular food. And this nigga just be rolling all day, buying snacks and fucking candy and shit. And, you know what I'm saying?
And you, like, know
what you're saying. And the little powdered donuts, them little fucking little white powdered donuts, yo.
Son, listen. Yeah, yo, I don't know
how. Or he'll get some random shit. If he get food, it'd be some old random, like, experimental shit. Like, how did you know I wanted to try some new shit?
Right now. If he leave the crib, right, you'd be like, oh, you about to leave? Yo, bring some backwoods when you get back, son. This nigga will be gone for 6 hours.
And bring back something for leaf.
No. He'll come back. He'll come back and don't even get bring back what you tell him to get. Like, yo, what happened to my backwoods?
Ah, oh, shit, bro. I forgot. My fault, man. You want me to go get him? I go grab him now.
Fuck it. Yeah, you feel me? But nah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's another bad. All right,
Before I play this vibe, what city or country would y'all niggas want to visit to, not just for the food, but the type of food they got there is like an added reason why you want to go there. Italy. Or maybe a place that you want to visit to try their food. You know what I'm saying? Italy?
Yeah. I'm a pasta eater. I'm a big pasta eater.
Okay.
You said city or country?
City or country, anywhere.
For the food? All right, so this,
like, you going to relax, do some shit, see the sights, catch some vibes anyways, but you know the food is also a reason why you pick this over that.
Damn. Fuck, I don't know.
It's something to think about, yo, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to take some trips. Some trip trips, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Italy, son. I need the original makers of this chicken Alfredo shit, son.
right.
Chicken Alfredo has been one of my favorite meals since I was younger.
I think Italy, yeah. You know what? Italy sounds like a move. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, yeah, of course you're going to catch other vibes.
How do they feel about weed in Italy?
I don't know.
We're going to have to look that up,
yo. I think they oppose it. Like,
oh, yeah.
The laws.
Might be off the list. Might can't get that into a production budget.
What's the place that's cool with that shit? Amsterdam.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going there.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
that's going there. Is season 5 is Jamaica or Amsterdam, man.
Yeah, one of these weed dispensaries whose bags we got fucking in front of this table, give us a
ain't I the segue king, right?
Speaking all right, of. Yo, we're going to roll up and catch a vibe, and then we're going to be back, and then I'm going to give you guys a lesson because this is Higher Learning.
Yes, sir.
All right, so like I told you guys, before you go out and try to grow some weed, you should do some research, have a plan, and you got to ask yourself, what do I want the end result to be? I told you that sourcing seeds is going to be an important step. So now we're going to get into the things that you need to know regarding cannabinoids and their effects. So first things first, when you're stepping...
Wait, you just started talking? My shit was not on. I did not know you actually started recording. Oh, yeah. Like, oh,
shit. All right, so first things first, when you create your own signature strain, right, you are coming to people as a breeder. So you're going to go to breeders naturally to get your seeds. You want to make sure that they give you the right numbers. You don't want to buy seeds from a breeder that can't provide to you the type of cannabinoids or the type of terpenes or that are expected when you harvest your plants. Now, you want to make sure that you pay attention to some of the harvesting cycles or the general principles of what you're trying to breed it for. I know that my strain, I'm trying to breed it for recreational. So I have certain things that I'm looking for in my seeds. But let's say that you're a person who's trying to make a medical strain. For treatments of stuff like seizures and anxiety, you want to cultivate plants that have a low THC level, probably as low as possible, to avoid anxiety and the psychoactive effects. So you want to be able to breed weed that probably doesn't really get you as high as the type of strains that I would grow for recreational use. So some of the parent strains to consider looking into are things like 303 OG, Stardog, and Juliet. Now, pain can be treated with the right mixture. Pain is going to be what you want to go for. You don't really want to worry about appetite and nausea because that's just trying to get the highest THC count. For most people, no matter what you do, you're going to end up with a middle-of-the-pack type of strain the first time that you grow something. So the right ratio, even though it can be tricky, you can get something that would be medical use for pain. Now, for a recreational use and type of shit that I'm going to grow, it really comes down to what do you want it to do? Do you want it to be euphoric and head-centered, a head high, something that make you creative, which is going to be leaning towards sativa strains, or yes, do you want it to make you sleepy or go to sleep like an indica? Mm-hmm. And those are the type of things you look for. So I can give you guys a cheat sheet of maybe some easier strains to work with if you're looking to start with a sativa and create a hybrid. Some of the parents would be Lemon Skunk, Sour Diesel, and if you can find it, Casey Jones. These are some older legacy strains. They're still around, but they're easy ones that are hard to fuck up, and you can like cross this with like a Girl Scout cookies or something like that and create yourself the strain that you're looking for. So these are
I remember when Girl Scout cookies came out, and that was like one of the wildest.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
When Girl Scout cookies came out is when like everybody like
I'm convinced that Girl Scout cookies is in like the top, like some of the best strains that we smoke has some type of connection to Girl Scout cookies.
Listen, yo, Girl Scout cookies was on pack when it first came out.
Right.
Like that was one of the first craziest names you heard as far as we like Girl Scout like. What the fuck is that?
And you got to think about it. Like, once the strain has been crossed and created one time, then if someone gets a hold of the seeds and they're able to recreate the plant, then they have a different cut of it. So there's genotypes and there's phenotypes talked about in season one. One is how the plant manifests itself. So that's like the physical of it. If you take Blue Dream and Sour Diesel and cross it, uh-huh, if you take it and cross it and I take it and cross it, all three of our buds might look different.
Uh-huh.
So we had the same genetics, genotype, but the phenotype might have came out differently because it looks different. You know what I'm saying? That's the physical of it. So that's how these Girl Scout cookies have become like
Girl Scout what? Cookies.
Girl Scout cookies. So long story short, you guys want to just make a list of strains that you like. Shit that you smoke that did what you want the strain that you're going to come up with to do, write it down on a list. Then go do some research. Figure out what its parents are. Then figure out what part of its parent strains gave it that. And then that's how you can figure out what seeds you want to source to create your own hybrid. Because that's where it starts. You want to come up with an effect ahead of time. And then deliberately... I do not have corona.
I was about to say.
six feet. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, all right. Is your throat itchy?
No.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, you want to pick the end game first rather than just taking two strains and growing them together and seeing what they do, which is something that's fun, something that I'm going to try doing. But I'm just saying that for your first strain, if you really want to get some good weed. You need to take
a drink. Well, Tommy talking in my head, I'm like, damn, this nigga just started coughing hard as shit.
You need to take a drink.
Bro, right.
We good.
I start leaning to the side. All right.
It's we back. We back.
We back. You tell us. It's we back.
You the one with the disruptions.
Man.
We back. All right.
So fuck it. We getting ready to roll up and catch a vibe. And then we gonna smoke this.
Ocean Breeze.
Yeah. This is our strain for the day. So it came from Cookies. Of course, had to go stop by there. I made it the first day in L.A. without going to Cookies and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I still ain't been there yet. I got to go.
Now, we're going to slide through.
You said what?
That's the first stop I made.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When we go, you got to get something that none of us have gotten already.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know how the game go.
So most of y'all know what we're talking about. For those of y'all that don't, Cookies is a weed brand that started with two visionary dudes in this cannabis shit. One was the grow expert, this dude named Jai, and an entrepreneur named Burner, who also is a rapper with Taylor Gang, and he's independent himself, blah, blah, blah. Girl Scout Cookies, the strain that we were just talking about, has become one of the parent strains of most of the top weeds in the past, 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the stuff that wins the big cannabis cups and all the High Times cups and shit like that usually is a cross of a Girl Scout cookie or a cross of a weed that was originally crossed from Girl Scout Cookies. Mm-hmm. So this Ocean Beach, I found out about it before we came out here.
I said Ocean Breeze. All right, Ocean Beach.
I kept saying Ocean Breeze, too.
Oh, yeah. So it's your fault. All right. Ocean Beach.
Yeah, it's Ocean Beach.
Okay.
28% THC.
It just
sounded
like some gas.
Yeah. The smell was like sweet, it was like fruity.
Let me see. Real quick.
Yeah, you supposed to be rolling it up.
How about nigga? Now you.
Goddamn these packages.
It has cushy qualities to it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a tropical kush. It's almost like a sweet fruit tropical kush.
All right, and for my. It is very. it smells good. You feel me? When you go to your cultivator, your home cultivator,
right?
And he opened this up, and you like,
listen,
damn.
Listen, y'all. We don't use the word dealer anymore. Dealer is incriminating. How dare you use a term to incriminate the person that delivers the fucking magical flower that you are looking for? You know what I'm saying? Like, you called that nigga and you dare call him an incriminating word. So we don't use that word anymore. We call them cultivators.
Cultivators, right.
You know what I'm saying? I call my cultivator.
Let's try their gummies. You want to try the other one.
I heard that gummies has like a distinctive flavor. That shit's going to taste crazy and shit. It's going to taste like some gummy bears and shit.
Oh, yeah?
We are turned up out here.
And we have a side strand that we trying. Gummies, let me see. Let me see the package. This is Gummies by Diamond Cut.
Yeah.
This is, do we got the, what you call it on there? I don't see it. Here it go.
This is
22%. Oh shit! Yeah, this is.
But see, the thing about gummies, remember, like I told y'all before, some of the strains, although they might not be the over 25% THC, that doesn't mean that they're not hitting like that, because it's the mix of the other cannabinoids and the terpenes, the particular terpenes in this. This is gonna have high fruit flavored and earthy terpenes in it. So there's a lot of myrcene and limonene and things like that in this gummy bears. According to what the girl in Cookies, remember I said talk to the bread tenders. So the girl in Cookies like told me about that strain because I got an eighth of it too. Yeah. That she just basically sold me on it that it smells like it tastes and it really has like a gummy bear, like a sweet fruity taste flavor. Like kind of like that what was that shit? That Tropicana that we had last week. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I like fluffy weed. I like the fluff, man.
I've been trying to get a lot of stuff that smells like it tastes. Ooh, shit.
And I'm about to roll this in a Black Russian Backwood.
Black Russian Backwood.
You get what I'm saying? These Jones is like exclusive right now.
Now, people, if you know me, all I smoke is chocolate. So this Backwood shit is new to me, all right?
Yeah, all right, yeah. So when we come back, I guess we're going to talk. I'm going to pull some more information on this gummies because I want to give you guys a good recommendation plus find a link that way I can put it in the show notes for you to be able to buy it yourself. Now, this is something new that I'm going to try out and see if it works, but I do have a Weed Maps link for this Ocean Beach, right? So when you go into the show notes or you go on kjandchill.com, you can click on this Weed Maps link. That way, it'll let you know what dispensary in your city has it. Now, I can tell you guys right now that it's going to be hard-pressed to find it unless you live somewhere on the West Coast, but the link will be there, so it'll be easy for you to find some of the strains that we're talking about if you want to be able to get them. And I'm thinking about doing a Leaf Fly link, too, because Weed Maps is not paying me to do this, and Leaf Fly isn't paying me to do it either. So I think I should just get both links and see who clicks on which one the most. And then whoever gets the most clicks, then I'm going to hit them up, try to get them to give me some money for it. Hey, how does that sound?
Hey.
Them niggas ain't give me no fucking play. Alright, Strawberry Cough. We smoked some of that earlier, so I need to make sure that we throw that one out there. Strawberry Cough is a combination of a legacy strain called Strawberry Web. It's happy, it's cerebral, it's also a sativa dominant, it's a sweet, has a strawberry taste, it has earthy undertones, you know what I'm saying? But altogether, it's one of those weeds that smells good and tastes good, and it has a fruity taste, like it's very distinctive. All these weeds stand out. Like I had that Ocean Breeze, I had something else rolled up, and he rolled up some of the, when you wrote up that Strawberry Cough, when I hit that blunt, I automatically knew that it was that blunt. You see what I'm saying? Like, I could taste that blunt different than the one that I had rolled up. You know what I'm saying?
And that motherfucker was here.
Yeah.
Yo, that's all that nigga care about.
And think about it. They made this
Don't let him roll a fuckboy, though. Oh, man. Nah, bro. The blunt cracked on me. I don't want,
it do be happening. Listen. And I own up to that. I rolled like two or three joints, yo. This like, man, I done rolled out like 15 joints since I've been here, you feel me? So I ain't trying to hear none of that.
Right.
And out of them, I rolled like three, maybe two or three joints. And you feel me? They had a hole in it. But once you put your finger over top of that hole, that motherfucker punch you in your chest. You get what I'm saying? My man over here, though, he want to point out flaws and all. You feel me? He rolls a blunt and cracks it down the middle.
First of all, you was doing 75.
So what?
Second of all, it was dark.
He had his flashlight on his phone.
I tried.
Didn't he just brag about me driving with my knees rolling the Dutch? He not even driving. You in the passenger seat.
Nigga, we hitting curves and shit, man.
Nah, all right, so we going to roll up and catch this vibe. I'm going to keep it going with these Young Thug joints, and then we going to come back, and we going to have some high thoughts, and we're going to talk about these gummies and continue on with the show with some munchies. I got a dope-ass recipe for y'all for some rainbow cereal treats. It's like Rice Krispie treats, but you use kind of like Fruity Pebbles with them. You know what I'm saying? It's an interesting way to do it. It has a great flavor. It's easy to make. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get high as shit, and you can adjust the butter to your liking depending on how crazy you want to go. I might try to make some edibles tomorrow.
I've been telling you.
Actually, if we go somewhere, because we got to go to one of these low-key dispensaries where I can get, like, some trim and also, like, maybe, like, a quarter to a half ounce of, like, just some decent weed, because I'm going to cook the THC out of it anyways. Right. And then I can just go get some box fucking, like, brownie shit or whatever. Yeah. Mix that shit in there. Anything that calls for butter. Whip it up and we be in there.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, y'all should go ahead and roll up too. Smoke some weed. Hit the comments. Hit subscribe. I never wanted to be that guy that pointed to the button down there and said, hit that button down there, yo. But fuck that, yo. Hit that motherfucking button, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. All right. And we'll be back on Higher Learning. High thought.
High shit right now.
What famous quotes sound better if you add bitch to the end of it? You know what I'm saying? Like you just make the quote and then you just add.
The first one that popped in my head is I have a dream. Bitch.
Oh man, he went there early. Uh-oh. Hard to top that one.
Now what else?
Jesus.
What did he say? Nonviolent. Bitch. What he said? Oh, what Malcolm X said? There's another one.
I don't know.
All right. I got to think.
Eye for an eye, bitch.
Motherfucking, what else?
Hakuna Matata.
Bitch, right.
Bitch.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I don't even like Star Wars, but you know what? May the force be with you, bitch.
Oh, you going to go there.
Sounds awesome.
Luke, I am your father.
Brother, bitch. Hey, little bitch.
I feel like instead of just bitch at the end of it, you just incorporate bitch
into it. All right, let's just incorporate bitch into it then. Let's get it.
All right. You don't want to set it. You put that an example and shit.
I mean, I'm fried.
This nigga make a suggestion. Don't have
any. Suggestion, you feel me? Suggestion was set up. It's the alley-oop for one of y'all. You feel me?
Look. Show me the bitches.
I'm tired of these motherfucking bitches on this motherfucking plane. Alright, what else we going with?
All right. High thought, yo. Let's say you're visited by somebody from the future. All right, let's just imagine someone comes from the future. They look exactly like you. Mm. You're like, yo, what the fuck? They're like, yo, I'm you from the future.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get them to tell you to prove that they're you?
The combo to my safe. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Combo to your safe. Okay. I ain't got no safe. Motherfucking. Hey, nigga. If you me, tell me what you did. All right. How many bitches I fuck? If you me.
Nigga, because you don't even know how would you know if he right or not?
That's not
if he give me
question.
A round.
Hold up. Time out. Trey.
What?
Hold up. I think we stumbled. No. I think we unleashed something here.
What?
Do you know how many bitches you fucked in your life? Do you actually know that number?
And
time out. It's a two-part question. Because maybe I'm fucked up for not knowing the number.
Uh-huh.
I probably am fucked up for that. But I'm older than you. That's the only time that I'll take the older card. This is the only time that I will take the older card.
You mean like exact number? Like 4.
Like, no. Do you know or not?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You know how many?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right.
3.
Oh, moving on.
What? What? That's the only one anybody got proof of.
Moving.
That's what.
Moving the fuck on, because I ain't gonna listen, do that. Listen, I ain't gonna listen, do that listen, to you listen. Right now. What? I ain't gonna do that to you.
That was the right direction.
Yeah. I need to learn. Right, I need to learn to from in. Trey. I need. Yeah. I need to learn better.
Nah.
Yeah, I be
Trey,
reckless.
Trey not teaching good lessons, man.
Oh, my God. I covered up good, and y'all niggas gonna keep going. He said moving on, goddamn.
All right, so high thought. So what's the worst place to hear? Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Getting in shape up.
Definitely in the barber shop. Yeah.
Getting a cut.
You got the clip. It's
anything,
like,
anything with hair, uh-oh. Yo. Anything with hair.
Uh-oh.
If I hear uh-oh, bro, I'm probably fucking him up. I'm going to keep it a bean.
Without even seeing it, because you already know it's fucked up.
Definitely.
I probably got to see it first to see how bad it is. If it's like a little nick or something, like you like chip my shit back a little bit, but it's like you can still you fix it. Fix all right, it. Cool, bro. Yeah. But don't punish me. But I'm talking about if you like ball spot or like gave me a part or something, I'm going to crease you.
Yo, the scene in barbershop is the funniest one, yo. When the nigga put the ball spot in the little boy head.
Right.
Hey, yo, and the nigga told his mother, yo, that shit was funny. That's an example of that. But if you a nigga and you got the condom on and shit, you hitting it, and you feel me, that shit pop. Uh-oh, oh, shit. Yeah, that's a baby.
So it's the worst time when you hear yourself say uh-oh?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. That's another one.
Yo, one time, yo, listen. I was living with this girl, right? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And she was good. Like, I'm not faulting her for it, but I'm faulting her for not listening to me when I told her that I didn't need her to do certain shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, for instance, I don't need you to fuck with my clothes, right? I'm all right. I'll wash them shits the way that I want to wash them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do what I do with my clothes. You ain't got to worry about that. Mm-hmm. It's not the gesture that you have to do. It's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So this bitch wanted to iron my shirt one day. All right? Now, this shirt was a light-colored shirt, right? And I didn't really want her to iron it because I didn't really iron it the way that she do. I use the steam and shit. I don't want all that fucked up, you know, heat and fucking,
the starch,
you know, I don't want all that dumb ass shit on my shirt, yo, you know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. So Shorty's like, nah, babe, I'm going to just iron your shirt for you, right? And I'm like, nah, yo, you ain't got to do that. It's all good. Just lay down. She's like, nah, I'm going to iron it for you, right? I'm like, nah, you good, right? Then she catch an attitude. So I'm like, fuck it, bitch. All right, cool. You can iron the fucking, you know what I'm saying? You can iron the fucking shirt, right? Man, she ironed the fucking shirt, and she in the room, in the other room, and I just hear the shit go, shh, and then she like, uh-oh. And I'm like, yo, uh-oh what, yo? Uh-oh what, yo? Left the brown mark all of my fucking shirt, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Nah. That's crazy, yo. I don't know. Yep, you gotta.
It's fucked up.
That's rules. That's grounds of termination.
I couldn't terminate her over it. You know what I'm saying?
But you did eventually. terminated.
They all get to. I mean,
hello.
You won't trick me. As a matter of fact,
some Skittles. I get something to drink because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
All right, look, for this munchies, I got some Arabian.
I thought you said rabies.
I got some rainbow cereal treats. These serve 8 to 10 people. Now listen, you guys, cut these munchies accordingly. Don't be trying to cut the fucking brownies or the cookie size or the fucking treat size the regular size you would if you was eating it regular. Like, just eat a little piece to start with. Don't be fucking listening to this podcast, make some edibles, eat too much, and then be complaining to me because I didn't warn you to start with. All right, so 8 cups of marshmallows. You want to get the mini ones. They're easier to melt. You want to get 6 tablespoons of your can of butter. Now, you can adjust this depending on how strong you want these to be. This is a very simple recipe. Then you want to get about 10 cups of different cereal flavors. I would suggest that you use the Fruity Pebbles. If you're not doing Rice Krispie Treats, Fruity Pebbles seem to hold together really well, and they tend to overpower the weed taste from the terpenes that are going to be in your can of butter. So this is a pretty good recipe to make. And you just want to put the cereal in a large bowl, sit it to the side, and melt the butter in a saucepan over medium heat. You want to be careful not to burn the butter. It's very important. So you want to make sure that you keep your heat down to between low and medium heat. It's better to be underheated than to be overheated. You want to get the butter hot enough to melt the marshmallows. Put the marshmallows in there, stir it, keep it stirring for about 5 minutes. Then you want to mix in the cereal and lay this down onto a cookie sheet that you have layered with wax paper. Let it set for about 30 minutes, cut it into pieces, and get high.
I just know I'm high as shit.
All right, so we're going to roll up and catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back with these fives. All right, so top five breakfast cereals of all time. Now, I'm going to let you guys know. No, I'm not even going to tell you. Top five breakfast cereals all time. Go. All
right. Number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm. Two, Fruity Pebbles. Me. Three.
Are we going in order?
Nah, top fives is okay. Not in any order. Just
Three. What's the I like Raisin Bran with the raisins in it.
Okay.
I like that. Rice Chex. I fuck with and Pops. Oh no. Fuck the Raisin Bran.
I about to say, cause Raisin Bran's cool, but it's not in the top five of all time. I agree. Reject that motherfucker.
Nah, I like raisins.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel you. I like
raisins
them
with milk and cereal.
Yeah, I like them too. I like
anyway,
them too.
Anyway, give me an Apple Jacks to
actually,
replace that.
Actually, you're making an argument. Raisin Bran might. Maybe we're sleeping on it.
Nah. Son, listen, whatever.
I'm about to reject this all right whole list, except for probably Fruity Pebbles, the only sneaky
Cinnamon girl. Toast Crunch? You tripping.
Oh, no.
You wild. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good. Apple Jacks. Yeah. Pops. And Rice Chex.
All right. Yeah. See, Trey going to make an ageist joke at some point in time when I make my list. There's going to be one cereal in particular that when I say it, he's going to make an age joke.
Damn. Let me start my list over.
Nah.
Let me get Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You, I see yours.
Oh,
I want the all berries. The all berry crunch. The crunch berries. Okay. Not the Cap'n Crunch. The crunch berries.
Okay.
The Apple Jacks.
Okay.
The Fruity Pebbles.
Uh-huh.
And Pops.
All right. What's yours?
Nah, you go ahead.
All right. I got Fruit Loops.
Okay.
Apple Jacks.
All right.
Then I got Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
It's a classic. Okay. And it's a classic. Okay. And that shit always is, hey, you know what I'm saying? You can never go
and
wrong.
You can run it back.
Yeah,
a
yes,
times.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you at least need two
we
bowls.
We got
Cinnamon
Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
And Golden Grahams.
What the fuck?
Golden Grahams. Nah, it was a small period.
Because it
in
was
my
either
life.
Golden Grahams or
cinnamon.
Smacks. Smacks. Them Smacks.
Oh.
Or Golden Crisp.
No.
All right, so what was better, Smacks or Golden
Smacks,
Crisp?
Smacks.
The frog or the bear?
No, Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp was the bear. Smacks, Smacks was the frog.
All right,
hold on. I think I got them mixed up.
For me, I say Cookie Crisp.
Oh, yo, stop playing. I got to go after you, y'all.
You got talking to the mic.
Cookie Crisp, definitely right in the top five. You feel me? For me, definitely Cookie Crisp.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's in my five. Yeah, okay.
I feel like, I ate a lot of cereal. I'm going to really put y'all niggas on something, you feel me? And this slightly come from being broke, you know what I mean? No bullshit.
Hey, right.
Now, you know how they got Frosted Flakes, right?
Right.
Kellogg's Jones. No, nigga. You got to go to Save-A-Lot. They got Frosty with a Y.
They got that extra frosting on it. I know
them joints right there. Yeah. Exclusive.
Nah, you gotta get the joints in the bag, yo.
Yeah, in the bag.
Frosty
shit,
flakes.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I'm telling you.
I know what you're talking about.
That's
yeah.
That's a top five joint.
And
you got to drop an ice cube in it.
Oh, yeah. He just put us on to the ice cube game,
Nigga, struggle.
Yeah, nah, the ice cube game sounds lit, yo. I'm fucking with it.
You definitely got to drop an ice cube in it.
All right, so top five. I'm going to fuck it up a little bit.
That's only two.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I only gave you two joints.
Damn.
Hold on. I'm fucking y'all up right
now. Damn, why is two felt strong?
Because
they
is.
Yeah.
You feel me? All right, number three.
With the Frosties.
Number three. Number three is where I stumble at. Because my number three is going to shape my number four. You feel me?
Okay.
You might as well say both of them.
No, but I need to make sure I'm thinking this through.
Okay.
You feel me? I got to make sure I'm thinking this through. I definitely got to say Fruity Pebbles for me.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles for me is a good joint.
Yeah.
You feel
Pebbles
me?
Pebbles is a good especially joint. 90s babies. We definitely love Fruity Pebbles. I don't know about.
Here we go.
Actually.
Here we go.
Hold on. Can I sub out Fruity Pebbles?
For what?
For the original tricks?
Oh, my God. Me?
Can I sub out Fruity Pebbles for the original tricks?
You can put both.
No.
Yeah.
No. I need the original tricks. The original tricks, bro.
The tricks, yeah.
Gotta be there, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, tricks is definitely there. Yeah.
That gotta be there. You feel me?
Yeah.
That was a great joint.
Can I get a 1A and 1B in my top five?
That was niggas is fucking up the rules. Look, let him finish his five because you got another five to go with, but it's a little slightly different.
That was a good joint. You feel me? I'm going to say number four. I gotta go with Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay, Cocoa Puffs.
I gotta go with Cocoa Puffs.
That's a good pick.
Only because you can crush the milk after you cook. But you gotta listen. The key to the Cocoa Puffs is you gotta let it sit for a little bit. They're just a little bit soggy. You feel me?
Okay.
And fuck them joints up. You hear me?
You ain't even got true straight.
That was a good segue. Yeah. I'm going to let you finish your list, but you made a good segue
you
right
feel
there.
Me?
Yeah.
That's a great four right
there.
Yeah,
that's a great four.
Let me run back the four real quick.
All
right. Coco Crisp, right?
Uh-huh.
What was number two?
You got Cookie Crisp.
I got Cookie Crisp. My bad. I got Cookie
Crisp. You got Frosties.
Tricks. Actually, hold on. Wait. Let me make a revision real quick. Because the Frosties, everybody not going to know about the Frosties because it's not everywhere. You feel me? That was something personal to me. So I'm going to take that out real quick.
Okay.
You feel me? I'm going to take that out. And I'm going to replace my number two. Well, even though it's not in order, I'm going to throw in Honey Bunches of Oats, right? But listen. The joints, but I don't like almonds and shit. So not the joints with the almonds, the tan box, you feel me? That's just straight granola joints in there, you feel me? Yeah.
Okay.
That was a sneaky pick,
because that shit is good.
That's a great joint.
I ain't never had that.
And you can run it back a couple times,
yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
You can run it back. Real shit, like how my man said the Honey Nut Cheerios, you feel me? And for my, what was number three? Number three was Tricks, the originals.
The originals.
What was number four?
Then even with the Cocoa Puffs.
The Cocoa Puffs, you feel me? And then number five, I'm going to say, damn, this a good joint, but I'm going to say, damn. Cause I need a great cereal, bro. You ever heard of French Toast Crunch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, That's okay. Crazy. All right, you pulled them out.
The French Toast Crunch.
You got that.
Was a great.
Yeah, gym, French Toast Crunch bro. Is definitely that. Yeah.
French Toast Crunch.
They need to bring that back.
All right, bro. So which cereal makes the best milk?
Definitely.
Because I don't even like to drink milk. Like, right. I don't like that. I'll never pour a cup of milk and just drink it just to drink it.
Mm.
But when the cereal is in the milk and it sits in there, like you said, and the flavors go in that motherfucker, I'll drink that milk.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula got the best milk?
Count Chocula milk sneaky.
What about you, Dre?
It would definitely be the French Toast Crunch or the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The French Toast Crunch or the Cocoa Puff milk. Cocoa Puff milk.
Even though I didn't have Fruity Pebbles in my top five cereals all time,
Fruity Pebbles,
Fruity Pebbles milk is one of my definitely favorite milks, smacking. You know what I'm saying?
Fruity Pebbles milk, definitely good as shit.
Motherfucking, yeah. What other milk? Motherfucking Fruit Loop milk, good.
Yeah, Fruit Loop milk, yeah. Fruit Loop milk and Fruity Pebbles milk on the same level.
Yo,
right,
you
yeah.
funny as shit.
All right.
You nigga, cause I'm gonna explain this. I'm a very mindset person. Once I got my mindset on something, that's what I'm trying to do. It's not too many people that convince me, besides maybe these two niggas here, right?
Uh huh.
So I wake up this morning, I have IHOP on my mind.
You feel me?
Okay.
I wanted fucking IHOP. I wanted my steak and cheese omelet with my strawberry cheesecake pancake. Yeah,
he was definitely on that.
And he was talking about. This nigga Menace wakes up and go to this place called Egg Slut. I don't know where I heard it from. I heard about it somewhere before. And he gets back and he got this biscuit and this sandwich and it's looking good. Then he got another box of donut from Donut Man, and it filled with strawberry. I'm like, hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can make this left turn. You feel me? Like, so me and Sam go to the
Ho. Before you start getting explained into the story, let me tell you how I had to argue with this nigga for like 30 minutes to get there, though. You feel me?
Because he was not letting this IHOP fight go.
That's all he was talking about was IHOP. Listen, he looked up IHOP and all that. That joint was some bullshit. You feel me? We in California, nigga. Oh. You can edit that out, right?
What?
Nah.
We is in California.
I'm cooked. Anyway. Yeah, man, I had to argue with this nigga, you feel me? I had a fucking roadblock real quick. I'm high as shit, but regardless, I had to argue with this nigga for like 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? All just right, for him anyway. To get the one to go there. Then we get there and shit, he geeked up, you feel me? Oh, this joint, you can scramble the eggs.
All right, so my thing, I don't like the eggs with the yolk in the middle and you bust it. I don't like that, you feel me? But if you could get an egg sandwich and you scramble the egg, yo. Anyway, we go to the Egg Slut and we in the market or whatever. We order our shit.
Yeah.
We get back. And when I think this thing was a missile, it was that, yo. Like, yeah. So that was a good left on me, God damn it. And that shit was good. Egg Slut, Donut Man, the Grand General Market. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Menace for the suggestion. Shout out to Sam for arguing me down.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas get the trophies.
And this other joint called Ann Waffle, we got to check that out. They got the Cajun chicken waffle sandwich.
Let's go slide Ann Waffle, yeah. Definitely.
Wake up early tomorrow.
All right, so we will be back with another episode next week. If you want to listen to more, go to kjandchill.com. Even though the little outro music that I'm going to play is going to tell you the same thing.
All
right. Okay. Until next time, I have to do it, yo. I have to do the sign off, yo. You know what I'm saying? Until next time, it's 420 somewhere.
Nigga just sounded like he just signed off of Channel 9 news. It's 420 somewhere, people. Thank you,
boys.
All right,
and we out.